During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Being a school janitor is hard work, and extra hard when you're dealing with a haunted school.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. If you like the podcast, be sure to get it ad-free when you sign up through Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber over there. Do check that out. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Schools are interesting places, and places I always kind of felt were haunted, no matter what, especially the older ones and such that we had kind of gone to, that a lot of them are gone now. I don't know if it was just that they're spooky when no one's in them because they're places that are usually so busy and bustling, much like a mall that's abandoned. Feels kind of spooky because all the normal things that you'd expect there are not.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, that's a very energetic time of your life. There's happiness, there's sorrow, there's trauma, all that kind of stuff happens in schools. And I just have a feeling like a lot, like you said, a lot of those old schools just have stuff hanging around.
Just kind of trapped on the, within the walls. One of the coolest abandoned schools I've ever gone to, I shouldn't say coolest, but interesting. It was very creepy. It was in Wichita, and I'd been driving by it for years. It was just this abandoned elementary school. And then one day I see there's like a wrecking crew going in there, not the band, but literally a wrecking crew. It'll be great. The wrecking crew is there, like just playing on the ceiling or on the roof. But they were like starting to tear it down. I'm like, oh, I really want to go in there. And so I walked over there and I said, hey, do you mind if I just walk through here on the parts you're not tearing down and take some pictures and stuff? Like, well, you got to wear a hard hat. And then I'm sure. Great. So they gave me a hard hat. So as they're tearing down like one wing of the school, I'm in the other wing of the school.
That's so cool that they let you do that.
And I was walking and I took a whole bunch of pictures, and it was really creepy and weird because there's all these elements to the school that were still in there, like all the chalkboards. Some rooms still had desks. There was the balance beam that was in like the gym closet, you know, where you'd have like the rubber balls and the equipment you'd use for gym. And it's like wrapped in carpet, the type you remember going on. And it was just weird. And the windows were all kind of broken out. And the creepy part to it, not just all of that, was that it was the very elementary school that Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, attended as a child.
Ooh, yep. That would have been fun to do a little investigation there before they tore it down.
It would have been. I wasn't even thinking of that at the time, but it was right. It was actually in Park City where he lived. So he spent most of his time there. But it was a creepy place. I did take something from it. I took a door number, and it's in a box somewhere. I have no idea where it is.
One of those things that you have, well, that you just stored away.
I think I originally had it up in one of my studios in like the background, and I have a perfect place over there to put it. I just have to find it. where it's just, you know, my hodgepodge of randomness that I kind of use to make sets and stuff. But yeah, I took it. I thought I should have taken what was there on the floor. What was really kind of cool was one of the wall speakers, you know, like the announcements would come on, and it was just laying on the ground, and I didn't take it. I took the other part. I don't know why. I thought it was stealing or something, but it's like, it's all going to get destroyed.
Right.
But yeah, grab that. But creepy experience. Let's hear this experience. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi.
Hi. My name is Dave. I got a story for you. I got a bunch, but this one is more of a unique story for me. I'm a janitor. I used to be a janitor at the schools, and I used to go to the school as a young fella, and later on I turned out that I started cleaning the schools. So I went to the school that I went, and at night there's a activity that starts vibrating, like going through the ear, like you could feel it, you know, in certain parts of the school. So I had this fellow, he was showing me around the building on what I had to do. So I followed him, and as he was in front of me, about maybe 8 feet or so, I happened to turn to my left, and I go, "What the heck?" And I said, "Hey, Rich, you just..." And he looked, he said, "See what?" I said, "A half a body just walked right past me." He was wearing khakis, he had no feet. He had no body, only the pants, walking right past me. He laughed and shrugged his shoulders. I go, "Yeah." I said, "This is the first." So after the longest time that he showed me around, and then I started going by myself now. And I was cleaning the office. And whenever I go in there, I feel like I'm being watched. I mean, all over, like there's a thousand eyes in that office or something. And I get more of the energy by the window, excuse me. And then I'm always kind of walk down the hall of the office where they got such, each has rooms, but neither of that bothered me. It's just mostly toward the main office where you can just feel it. So I did my work as quickly and efficiently as possible just to get out of there. And so as I proceeded to go to the rooms now, there was one particular room that I remember to my years, and it's still there as the art room, room 104. And it was located right behind the bookstore. And now they turned it into something else. I don't recollect. So anyway, I cleaned that room really well. So then, okay, enough of that. The next day, the next night I come in and thinking nothing of what's going on, you know, just the stragglers leaving school. So I opened up the door and I jumped back, and there was a teacher over there to the left. And she asked me what's wrong. I go, "Well," I says, I didn't expect the room to be clean." She said, "Oh, no." She says that they had a conference and that they tried to keep it clean. But prior to that, I'll get back to that. I'm sorry I had to jump around on that one, because otherwise it won't make any sense. So I was cleaning that room, and that was when it was dirty the night before. And I kept hearing this noise coming out of this room. It's a small room where they make pottery. And I went in there, and then the noise stopped. I looked around, nothing. Just a small room with a sink and the pottery. And then I closed the door and proceeded to dust my house. And the next thing I hear is that bang, bang. And I go back in there, and it stopped. So I said, "Forget it. I'm just going to finish my work." So I'm cleaning in. And so then that's the night that they had the conference. And then the teacher asked me what was wrong, and I told her. And I says, "You know, ma'am," I says, "I hear noises coming out this room, in this pottery room." She goes, "Yes, my class will not go in that room." And then I asked her, "Why is that?" She says, "Because they see shadows moving around in that room." And I have a good reason to believe her because, I don't want to jump to that school, but anyway, and she looked online and then she was telling me the story about the school. And I told her I went to that school, but I don't know about no ghost story. So she was telling me about a guy that floats in front of the building of the school and floats right onto the playground, which he has no hands, feet, or face. So I had a few people seen this, and because he floats and then he disappears. But I have never seen it, only that half a body. So then, oh, interesting. So yeah, it's online. And so later on, as time went on, I always had that feeling again in the office. I tried to get in and out of there. But there was a particular night when I was walking down the hall. There's an auditorium where they hold movies and whatever events that they have there. And it was one of these cool, calm nights. You didn't need no heat on. You didn't need no fans or any ventilation going because it was one of the beautiful, cool nights. And then I kept hearing this kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. And I go, what the heck? So I walked into the auditorium and it stopped. And so then I shrugged my shoulders and turned around and proceeded to walk out as I closed the door. Kabam, kabam, kabam. Ah, no, I said. I turned around. I had to go back in there. I went in there at least 2-3 times. And after that, I said, no, this place is not right. And so then, now I'm at the camel that broke, the straw that broke the camel's back. Here's what happened. So that room again, 104, the art room. All by myself, I started dust mopping, and then I got toward the teacher's desk where she had no light above, but you didn't need a light because you could still see the floor. And all of a sudden, it felt like 1,000 electricities and like vibes crawling up my back, really ugly. I was praying so hard, man, that I got the hell out of there, and I went into the engineer's office, and I see one of the co-workers, and I was ready to tell him, and he says, oh, you seen the guy, too? I go, no. I says, it's that room. I says, you're going to have to tell your supervisor that either you switch me to another room or I'm out of here. I says, I am never going to experience anything like this. So then he said, well, you have to talk to him. But anyway, the next day, I was pulled out of there. And I was so happy and glad. And I said, I never want to clean that building ever again. And that's just one of the school stories. So hope you guys enjoy it. So take care. Bye.
Sounds like a lovely building to clean. I wonder if the spirits have preferences on cleaning materials.
You know, probably. So, you know, they just like everything else. It's always interesting when you hear people tell stories about like full body apparitions that aren't full, like mm-hmm. It's just the legs or it's just the upper torso. I've never experienced that before. And I think it'd be so weird to not see like a full human form if you were going to see something.
What does that mean when it's only like half or a part of a person?
I mean, I don't know. You hear stories about people like who lose a limb or something like that, and mm-hmm. and their spirit is wandering around and no arm or whatever. But why would just a pair of legs be walking around? I don't get it.
And I'm guessing it's not. That's just like what we're seeing of it. I'm thinking it's probably the whole thing, not just someone's torso that took on a life of their own. But I'm guessing it maybe it's something to do with energy. Like maybe it can only project itself so much. I don't know. But obviously, it does happen quite a bit.
Yeah, interesting.
Creepy story. Thank you for sharing that with us. You want to share yours with us? You can do so. Our phone number is 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. If you'd like an ad-free version of the podcast, you can get that through Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com or GhostPodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey,
is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.